From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Turkey's state-run news agency says at least 8 people were killed and 30 others wounded in a car bomb attack in the southeastern city of Diyarbakir on Friday. The attack followed the overnight arrests of the joint leaders of the People's Democratic Party, parliament's second-largest opposition group, and at least 11 lawmakers from that party, whose base is largely drawn from Kurds in the region. Leftists and progressives throughout Turkey were also arrested overnight. The blast took place near a police station where the lawmakers are being held. In the United States, as the year-and-a-half-long U.S. presidential campaign nears the end, there is very little new that either candidate can say. But in such a tight race, both Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump still need to fight for every vote they can get. And the already harsh rhetoric is getting worse, as Zlatica Hoke reports. Police officials in northern Paris moved hundreds of migrants from a camp that recently grew into a challenge for the French government. Migrants were put on buses to temporary shelters in an operation that began before dawn on Friday. While authorities regularly evacuate migrants camped in Paris, the issue has taken on greater concern since the government shut down a large camp in Calais last week. British Prime Minister Theresa May is seeking to reassure European Union leaders that her Brexit timetable remains intact despite an adverse court ruling. She plans to telephone European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker on Friday to spread the word that her plan is still to start the process to remove Britain from the EU by the end of March. This is VOA.
Sometimes the rivals barely miss one another, as Trump remarked Thursday.
And I just left, by the way, Miami. And in leaving, I see Air Force One. So I said to myself, I wonder who that could be. And it's our president. And he's down here campaigning for crooked Hillary.
Trump's wife, Melania, came out with her first speech since the Republican convention.
This is not an ordinary campaign. It is a movement.
It is a movement Americans should be afraid of, according to Clinton and her camp.
If Donald Trump were to win this election, we would have a commander-in-chief who is completely out of his depth and whose ideas are incredibly dangerous.
The pressure on the voters is mounting, especially those who have not yet made up their minds. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
British intelligence services are warning of increasingly aggressive espionage tactics by Moscow. The Kremlin denies these charges, but the British government is planning to spend more than $2 billion on cybersecurity. Henry Ridgewell reports.
The $2.3 billion investment is aimed at countering emerging threats to national security. British Chancellor Philip Hammond said this week that key infrastructure like air traffic control systems and power networks could be targeted by what he called hostile foreign actors.
It is our duty to demonstrate that they cannot act with impunity. So we will not only defend ourselves in cyberspace, we will strike back in kind when we are attacked.
Hammond did not mention Russia by name, but writing in The Guardian newspaper the same day, the head of Britain's domestic intelligence service, known as MI5, accused Moscow of increasingly aggressive cyber attacks, espionage, propaganda, and subversion. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
A South Sudanese rebel spokesman has been deported from Kenya back to South Sudan over a Facebook posting. A Kenyan official said Friday, while colleagues fear for his life. Human rights groups immediately condemned Kenya's deportation of James Gatdet Dak, calling it a breach of international law. A rebel spokesman urged Kenyan authorities not to deport Gatdet to South Sudan, saying he would face imminent death there. The deportation comes during a bitter dispute between Kenya and the United Nations over the UN Secretary General's firing of a Kenyan commander of the UN peacekeeping mission in South Sudan. The Facebook posting by Gatdet supported the Kenyan commander's firing. I'm Steve Karish in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.